tell us a little bit, what is a good exit strategy?
Okay. So a lot of people, they just say that if you're starting a business, so now you should die with that business.
Yeah.
Right? So
I say, you should die with that business. I love this one.
So,
yeah.
It's not always like that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you're starting one business and you're learning something from that.
Mm-hmm.
You make mistakes, and then maybe you're bringing those people who can actually help take care of that business, and then you move on. You start something new because you have already been through that whole process. Now at least that process is easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, starting a new business, how to scale up that business at least to a certain level. And if you're facing any kind of problem, so now you know you made those mistakes, and now you're not be making those mistakes. And mm-hmm. if you're not making those mistakes, obviously you are growing then, right? So this is all about growing a business and then exiting from there. So usually what happens in exit strategies, a lot of people, they want to exit when the business is actually failing.
Mm-hmm. I think this is such a wrong mindset.
That's wrong mindset.
You come in, and I think it's such a beautiful thing to leave kind of a value with somebody else for something that you have built it up.
Exactly.
So that's
the whole crux of your mm-hmm. question, like mm-hmm. when and how.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they said, now I have to leave because I'm facing these problems. My mm-hmm. business is not working. So that's not the right time
how
to exit.
How you can then sell a business.
Right?
Huh?
Yes, that's not the right time to sell your business. Maybe that's the time to invest more into that business,
mm-hmm.
to you know, give that business more attention and
yeah.
make it work. And then obviously you can get something. If I put myself into that place, am I willing to buy a business which is not making any profits?
Yeah. Or do
Never.
You want to buy a business from somebody who is maybe, you know, covering some things up too in order to
yes.
sell
hiding
the business?
Things
yeah.
and not
hiding
giving you
things.
The true picture. Obviously,
yeah.
you don't know how to do that.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
you want to give away that thing which you know that this is the right time
mm-hmm.
and this is where I can bring. So there are two, three strategies. So first of all is that you just, you know, offer some of your equity.
Mm-hmm.
You can just liquidate some of the equity
mm-hmm.
or you just exit 100%
mm-hmm.
out of that business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have different strategies over there.
Mm-hmm.
It depends, like what exactly do you want? And most of the people, sometimes what they do that they don't exit 100%. They
mm-hmm.
still keep some interest. That's also a good strategy. Or sometimes you just exit. You say, see, I'm done with that business.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my passion. I wanted to do it. I did it. Now I want to move on. I want to invest my energy, my fund somewhere else. And that's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put all of your energies into that new venture and you make that successful as well. Right?
Look at the tax point of view.
Yeah.
What is the most effective exit strategy tax-wise? I know it's always individual for every business owner on how tax-wise this is going to be a winner. But
yeah.
what you think is the most successful exit strategy tax-wise?
See, tax-wise, at the moment, I cannot tell you like what exactly should be the right
okay.
strategy, because that's what the beauty of advisory.
Mm-hmm.
So every situation is different.
Different and individual.
That's what's happening mm-hmm. at the moment, because we have VAT, we have corporate tax.
Yeah.
So you have to think about a lot of steps over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And each situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot just say that now you're exiting and now you don't have to pay any of the VATs. No, you have to pay your VAT.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay your corporate tax.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that corporate tax and those taxes, the liabilities have been transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there are different kind of strategies, different situations, different circumstances. And based on those circumstances, you have to come up with the strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I can say that if you're making any kind of profits on any of your investments, so on capital gains, there's no tax at the moment.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the good things. Like if you're making any kind of investments and you have any kind of assets, you are selling those assets, you are making capital gains. So there's no tax on that
mm-hmm.
at all. But on the other side, if you have businesses, so businesses, they have their continued liability.
Mm-hmm.
So that liability still stays there
mm-hmm.
with the business.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ownership has to take that responsibility
mm-hmm.
and continue the same system.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if I'm selling a business, so my portal with the tax authority, that remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have to inform
mm-hmm.
the authorities within time
mm-hmm.
that, see, this is the change that has been made.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to inform the authorities. And once that change has been made, so obviously the whole obligation has been now stayed with the company.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going with the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, if you're making any different kind of investments or if you're exiting from there, so at the moment, there's no one strategy which I can say that, see, this is the only strategy which suits everybody. No, there's no such strategy.
Let me pick your brain a bit on the tax development inside the UAE. And there's a lot of Middle East countries that have developed their tax strategies. Me, since 2022 here, tax-wise here as well. So I was like in heaven, not being in the matter of, proving every step on a receipt kind of way, as I was used to do this from my German background. However, I was still keeping on my habits, which actually benefited me later on because I was in front of the game of everybody who was like, what now? And I said, that's how I'm used to do it and I know how to. And that's when I was very quick picking it up. However, what you think is the development in total about the taxes within the Middle East, especially after this period of tension that we undergo here since February?
See, the first tax which came in, the famous one, which everybody knew, obviously we had some other taxes, which a lot of people, they don't know about on certain industries. But the general tax, that was VAT. And VAT has evolved a lot since then. I still remember the first law that came out was maybe like 35 pages or 40 pages. That's it. And now if you see that we have more than maybe 300 clarifications and guidances available on the tax authorities' website. So it means that this has become so much complex now. So the law, it was just addressing the main issues and how that's going to work, what is the framework, who is this applicable to? So a few things. That's how the law is always. And then there were clarifications, guidances, and then each and every aspect of business, because we have different industries. Each industry works differently. Service industry works differently. Trading works differently. Hospitalities, they have different kind of workflows. They have different kind of procedures. So now you have to address those. I'll give you an example. Nobody knew that if you are building a mosque within UAE, so what should be the VAT treatment? And then a whole clarification came on that. What exactly you have to do. Real estate was one of the very complex industries, complex industries, because there are a lot of transactions happening over there.
So basically, to build a mosque is also...
So you can claim your input tax, right? So there are a lot of things which are going on there. So that was just an example.
Let me get this in. I understand. So a mosque, to build a mosque is actually under the law of real estate tax-wise. Is it real estate?
That's a different authority. That's a different treatment over there. So this is just example I'm giving you, that there were a lot of clarifications. In the real estate, a lot of clarifications came in, like how you deal with different kind, how you deal with bare land, how you deal with residential properties, how you deal with commercial properties. So if you have a different kind of land, a different kind of building, so how do you deal with such a situation? So a lot of things happen. So yeah, we can say like VAT has changed a lot since 2018. So there were a lot of developments, and similar with corporate tax. So corporate tax is in effect from 2023. And since then, we can see like a lot of clarifications have come in. And especially now, if you are unable to, register yourself for corporate tax, but there has to be a genuine reason for that. It's not that, I didn't know about that. So, and it always said that ignorance of law is not an excuse. So if you don't know about ignorance of law, it's not an excuse, right? So I didn't know that. You didn't know that, but that law exists.
Exists.
So you have to educate yourself, or you need to have those people who can tell you that, see, again, coming back to the right advisor. So if you have that right advisor, so that right advisor will tell you at the right time, say, this is the time when you have to go and you have to register yourself.
But you know, I think the UAE in total, when it comes to taxes, is so customer oriented. I think it's such a wonderful thing. And I feel here in such a pleasure to deal with the taxes, where I was in Germany, always felt like being robbed, you know, like kind of, because also whenever you wanted to put something in, you've been treated like an robber yourself, like a criminal person who has done something forbidden to claim and to, you know, put all of the things in. And here it's totally different. Yes. You get a very polite and nice invitation to educate yourself in a tax portal via WhatsApp or SMS. You get reminders, please, you only have 15 days, so put your fillings in and something like that. Yeah. And even I have a client who came to me after they have not gotten any kind of reminders from the tax authority, and they only found it out when they wanted to actually renew their business license. They was totally blocked because the tax authority blocked all and everything. Yeah, and then they just only found out that the whole emails from the tax department has went to spam. They was able to prove this.
Yeah,
and the whole fines were waived. And I'm very amazed about this humbleness.
UAE. Exactly. That's UAE. It's very much supportive.
Yeah.
If you want to do any kind of business, so it provides you that kind of environment. Or just a small example, like if I'm an expat, I'm a new here, newbie here, and I want to grow my network.
Mm-hmm.
So if to grow that network, if that takes you 5 years in any other country, that might take you only 1 month.
1 month here. Coming to network, this is one of your things. How important you think it's network? Here we are in the desert. We need much more water to send our entrepreneurial caravan out there. So let me know. You have a golf network. You have other networks. How do you build your networks? And what is in total about your networks? Let me know.
Yeah, I'm part of different networks, yes. Golf is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bike riders, paddle, just, you know, like some kind of business networks.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started my business, and I said that when I started, all of a sudden there was COVID, complete lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So now at that time, nobody knew me in the market and nobody knew my company. So what kind of services do we provide? What kind of person I am? And if what kind of value I can add in anybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody knew about me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized that how important it is to have a network.
Mm-hmm.
And now I say that's not just for business owners, entrepreneurs, even if you are employed person, right? You're working for any kind of company.
Mm-hmm.
So even for you, it's important to have a network.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I started exploring different networks.
Mm-hmm.
And I started loving it, like meeting different people, learning from their perspectives, learning from their point of views. And that has actually helped me a lot in growing my business, because you meet people and you know, like they're complaining about their businesses, or sometimes they're discussing their challenges and how they dealt with those challenges. So you learn from their experiences, and that's where you don't make mistakes in your own business.
Mm-hmm.
So every network was different. Every network taught me something different. And obviously this is what I say to a lot of people, that you have to spare some time. If you have that right team who is allowing you to go out and meet these people, and that's where you build all of your network, and that's what you're doing. You're doing business development, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if any business is coming through any referral, so that's the business which is staying with you the most, because that trust has already been built, and that trust you have built by being with that person, giving that person that kind of a trust that you are the right person to be referred, and you are the right person to deliver that particular service, or I would say that you are the right person to provide the solution of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because selling services is all about selling solutions.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, selling solutions. And not even selling, but
providing those solutions. Yeah, exactly. Providing those solutions. Yeah, yeah. And it's just that if you are facing any kind of problem, so I'm the cure for that.
You know, what I always also find as a really big misunderstanding in Dubai about networking, that a lot of people think if I have to network, I jump from one event to the other event. And they don't look into the right way of networking. They only, like what we say, sell into the room. I was like trying to get the most money out of it. But it is rather the situation where you make connections that build trust. Yeah. Not only for you to be known, but for the people to know you. It's so, so important, not only
that you know those people,
but also they know you. And then they can spread the word themselves. So it's the best thing if somebody says, I heard of this Kalim, I heard of this Angela, I don't know them personally, but I heard of them. And that is the best thing. And then you know you're doing something really right in part of the network. And then,
Very true. I have seen a lot of people who just say that I went there, I didn't get any business. So now I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's a mistake.
That's a very big mistake, yeah.
Exactly. So you cannot just go anywhere and you expect any kind of business because those people, they don't really know you and the services you provide. And I'm not just alone in this market because we have a lot of suppliers who are providing similar kind of services, similar kind of products. So I have to build that kind of a trust or have to show them why and how I'm different and why they should work with me and why they should get my products. So that's the most important aspect. A lot of people, they actually neglect, and I'm always there going in for some kind of benefit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's said that if you give, you get.
Yes, givers gain.
Yeah. Not you get and then you give. And givers gain kind of philosophies. A lot of people, they have to understand that if I'm going into any kind of network, so I have to build those bonds first. So if you have those bonds, and those bonds, those connections will automatically convert into money.
That's true.
That's also an investment.
Yeah, it is.
That's also an investment.
Yeah.
So you're investing your time.
Yeah.
And that time will definitely build something for you in the future.
Kalim, what is the best business advice you ever got?
I got so many advices because that's what I used to do. I used to go... obviously, any business owner, he needs or she needs an advisor or somebody who and that person trusts that if this is the person, if I go to that person, and I'll definitely get the right advice. So maybe for me, it was that don't rush.
Don't rush?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you're making any kind of decisions, so you have to think about that decision.
That is wise, because I have the philosophy, slowest and new expensive.
See, this is what I'm saying. Don't rush does not mean that delay it for a year or 2 years.
Okay.
Right? Take your time. Think about that. You have to bring in different probabilities that if I'm taking this decision and this could be the result. And if I'm taking this decision, this could be the result.
Like in golf. You give every ball the same attention.
Exactly.
And you have to make an empty driver.
It's not always the same results, but yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, for me.
Golf is unpredictable.
So
that's one of the things. If you want to take any kind of decision, so obviously you have to think about that. Give it a second thought. And once you reach the conclusion and you like that result, that conclusion, just go for it. Right. So I think that could be one of that. Otherwise, there's a huge list. A lot of things out there which entrepreneurs, they should take care of when running a business. But yeah, this could be one of them.
I don't know if I'm allowed to give you this question, but I have this question for all my guests. Okay. I wanted to know, you are a father and a husband, and when you are so successful in your entrepreneurial life, it's so important to take your partner along this journey somehow. Otherwise, you grow apart on some places. How do you manage to take your partner to have the same mindset, to understand that you are on the network A, B, C, that you hear in the podcast, and this is something that you also put into your network or into your business? How do you manage to stick together and be on the same level, not to grow apart? I'm very interested in that.
So it's always very much important. Your personal life has an impact on your professional life.
Absolutely. Right? I think divorce And yeah, a loss of a person in the family is the most impactful parts where a business can totally be upside down or even getting into bankruptcy.
Huge impact because your person, if you have a disturbed personal life, that obviously has impact on your thinking, on your mindset, on your positivity. And if you're not taking that mindset and that positivity into your business, that's definitely going to impact badly onto your business. So yeah, it's always said that you can do all of these things if you know how to do time management. Right? So time management is the essence of a work-life balance. So if you know that this is the time when you have to work on your business and this is the time which you have to give to your family, to your children, to your spouse, and that's how things, they work in a positive way. That's how they work properly.
I found this always very difficult to, coming, for example, from a training or from an event where I learned so much and my partner was not with me. That is so difficult to bring him to the same level of growth that you are getting out of this event, for example, or training course, whatsoever. And this is the one point where I think a lot of things growing apart. Not necessarily to have time with each other to watch that movie, but to share the same mindset, to have and grow the same kind of mindset. Because sometimes you are fast and your partner cannot be that fast because one of you has to, or one of the people has to maybe, has another schedule, so staying at home.
Matching the pace is different. That's important. Matching the pace is important. And I think it's understanding as well. Right? So one of the person definitely has to take that lead. See, I'm leading and these are my responsibilities and that's how I have to fulfill your responsibilities. And the other person understand that, yes, to fulfill these responsibilities, you have to do some certain things. And those certain things require your attention, your time, your effort. And this is all about understanding. So if you are understanding, like sometimes I used to call people that, see, you have to come and you have to attend this event. And they said, oh, yeah, it's really hard for us because we have to go and, you know, like we have to spend some time with the family. Obviously, yes, you have to spend your time with the family. But if you feel the same, like we said, it's opportunity cost. But obviously, it's, you don't have to do anything at the cost of, you know, at the cost of leaving your family behind. So it's always about that compromise. So that your partner has to understand what exactly is happening. And if somebody is out and if you see those results, then why not?
I think it's always a good solution to just take your partner along at these events that grow you or networking events that you are having the same level. You spend time with each other and grow also the same way together. And this is something that I really love about Dubai, because you have the opportunities of nannies, support family, support in it, out of all kind of regions that you wanted to be supported in. I even have a dog sitter. So... So yeah,
everything is here. Everything is here. Even those professionals you don't really get in other countries.
Yeah,
everything exists here.
Yeah, so that is one of the parts that you can actually implement here in Dubai. I think this is a beautiful thing. Where in Germany, I see, in Europe, you stretch yourself apart. So what you would give as advice to somebody who says, "I have problems with my private life to manage my business," to actually have a good time management and to have help in the background and to, of course, maybe take yourself together in this event or whatsoever is responsible for the business.
I think that's a very good point, that sometimes you have to engage your partner into your activities. This is what I'm doing, right? I'm not just wasting any time. So whatever time I'm spending outside the home, so obviously that has...
It's something for
ROI.
The family.
There's an ROI on that. Right? So this everybody has to understand. So it's from both sides. This is what I'm saying. It's from both sides. So I cannot just say that if I'm putting more efforts into both sides, like in my professional life, in my personal life, and the other person is not putting similar kind of efforts, even then doesn't really work. So yeah, it's all about understanding between the partners. And both of them, they have to understand that what kind of support and to mm-hmm. what extent I have to go and how to support the other person, obviously then things will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you're not supporting each other, things will fall apart.
Yeah. That's very true, Kalim. And let me know a little bit more, as in preparation of this interview, I had actually also found out that you are looking for the one or the other investment. What do you yeah. think for our listeners, out of a tax point of view, what is basically a good thing to invest at this moment?
Again, very subjective matter, because different people, they have different interests,
mm-hmm.
right? For me, nowadays, I can say like my interest is e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I want to invest in e-commerce. I want to build an e-commerce platform
mm-hmm.
or an e-commerce store. That's my interest nowadays, because I've felt e-commerce, if any kind of situation is happening, so still you need something. Right? So you need somebody, and e-commerce is one of the platforms you can do. You just pick up your phone, you can yeah. order whatever you want, and that will be delivered to you in no time, especially within UAE.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things which I'm definitely exploring. Apart from that, nowadays I know that a lot of people, they're exploring F&B.
Mm-hmm.
So restaurants, hospitality side, a lot of mm-hmm. people, they want to explore that.
Okay.
And then garments, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people, they should be exploring mm-hmm. garments, because everybody has to wear clothes, and mm-hmm. especially in Dubai, there's kind of competition, like okay. who should look good.
Interesting. So will we see you investing in one of the other pillars?
Yeah, most probably.
Okay.
And yeah, if you're there, if you're looking for any kind of partners, reach out to me. Then we can explore synergies.
Okay. To bring my audience to you, where would we find you, and let us a little bit know about how to get in contact with you. Certainly, yes. We put everything in the show notes,
yeah.
but it's also good to know from your side.
Yeah. So if you want to really know about me, so LinkedIn is a platform you should go mm-hmm. and you should look for me, and you'll find maybe my whole journey.
Okay.
So it's there, like yeah. right from the beginning, what exactly I've been doing. So everything is there. So
LinkedIn is so powerful nowadays, right?
Exactly.
So, and yeah. especially here,
and
yeah.
that's what I say to most of the people, that you have to work on your LinkedIn profile, mm-hmm. especially, because that LinkedIn profile gives away the message, like what kind of person you are.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And if we have those kind of similar interests, obviously, a lot of people, they will come now. People they know that I play golf,
mm-hmm.
so they approach me and they just want to play golf with me, and that's where our connections are, you know, building.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the people, they know that I am a motorbike rider as well.
Mm.
So I'm a lot of people, they connect with me, like, let's go for a bike ride. And we go and we made a lot of good connections. So different kind of interests. People, if they know that you have similar kind of interests, like swimming or hiking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have similar kind of interests, so people, they will start approaching you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I'm giving on my profile. See, I'm this kind of person and this person and this person, and these are my interests. And that's how I can actually help you
mm-hmm.
Build your business, your network, and how I can help you. And everybody can get to know about you from mm-hmm. that platform.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to focus on that platform.
Very good. So I'm looking forward to play a round of golf with you.
Sure, looking forward.
One day.
Excited.
And seeing where it goes, and
sure, why not,
what kind of business advices we are making as a ping pong ball there. Thank you for being sure. in my podcast.
Thank you,
Kalim.
So much. It was lovely to be here on this platform, Sclener. And I wish you good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure
thank
being
you.
Here.
That was Mohammed Kalim. If you want to get to know more about him, you find everything in the show notes, in the info box. And please share this episode if you like it. And maybe you can help even with this episode somebody to find the right advisor here in the Tax Matters. So we are looking forward for you to support this channel. Have a good day.